What would you say cotton grows in? You say you have a big what of cotton?
A cotton patch? Field?
Is there any difference between a field and a patch?
I always considered a patch to be a small area.
Right. Right.
And the field would be a large area.
I see. And so it doesn't necessarily make any difference what you're growing there. Like you wouldn't always say you had a tobacco patch or something like that. You could just as easily have a field of tobacco.
I think I always heard that referred to as a field.
Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of size.
You know, I guess cotton patch goes back to all the little stories I used to read when I was a child. It must have been a field. They wouldn't have called it a patch. It was too big. There'd be many acres on it.
Right. Okay. What about you mentioned having a pasture on your farm. Was that fenced in or open?
Fenced.
Can you remember a time around here when pastures and land was open?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't remember now when the fence law came into effect, but I don't know, it might not have been more than 30 years ago. I don't know.
Long ago, what kind of fences did people have around their pastures, around this area?
I remember seeing split rail fences, but I think my father and grandparents always had, there were some of those too, I guess, but they had the wire fences.
Do you ever see rail fences around nowadays?
Decorative.
What kind of wire fences would people have?
I don't know what kind of wire you call it.
Well, let's say that stuff that you would hang your pants on if you try to climb over it, maybe.
Barbed wire. Well, there'd be a strand of the barbed wire on top of the other.
Oh, the other type of wire fence?
Yeah.
Did people ever have these little fences they might have around their yard or their garden? They were usually painted white and kind of came to the point.
The picket fences, yes.
Was that right, the way I described it? Around the garden usually, or?
Ours was around the house. No, around the garden.
Wouldn't have anything?
Oh, yes, you'd have to have a fence around the garden. It was. I guess the same kind of wire you used in the other areas.
I see. Well, those picket fences pretty sturdy, or are they just for looks?
Oh, no, they were sturdy.
Mm-hmm.
You still see a lot of those.
You ever heard of any kind of wooden fence called a paling fence?
Yeah. I guess those were palings, weren't they?
The picket, you mean?
I guess so.
Okay.
I guess we called ours a paling, to come to think about it.
Is that right? So is there a difference between a paling and a picket fence in your mind?
They're all the same.
All the same?
I think.
Okay. What about any kind of walls or fences around here that you've seen made out of loose stone or rock?
I guess it would just be a stone wall. I don't know.
Do you see much of that?
No.
Talking about putting up a barbed wire fence, the things that you have to dig the holes for, you call those the...
The post?
Sure.
The tool you use to dig the hole with.
What do you call that?
The post hole diggers.
Right. You ever had to use one of those?
Have I had to use one? I tried. My husband has used some at the farm, but no, I can't do that.
That looks like work.
It is.
You mentioned posts, the plural form. Just one of them you call one of.
One is a post.
Okay. What about, I'm going to ask you a few things about different kinds of utensils.